Hello, and welcome to What's With These Homies Talking About, Weezer. It's your boy. It's me. It's your host, Matt Apodaca here. Hello. I hope everyone's enjoying the holidays. Sorry. I just want to get out ahead of this first. I just want to say sorry. Because this episode's like a week late, kind of-ish. You know, it came out, the EP that we're rediscussing today came out last week. I was sick. I got struck by the flu. The regular flu got my ass. Wasn't fun. Couldn't do the episode. And I'm going to apologize also. Though, you know, who needs them? No guest today. It is because I waited too long, even before I was sick, to find a guest for the episode that I knew would be dropping pretty close to the holidays. You bet. Did I ask some people who are not around? Yes. Did I ask some people who said, but I'd love to do the show sometime? Yes. So hopefully we can get them on in the new year when Weezer eventually does something else, you know. But right now it's just me. It's just your boy. And today we're going to be talking about the fourth and final EP in the season series of EPs, Winter. And as stated before, it was released on December 21st, 2022. The first day of winter, the solstice. Probably the day Santa's like, all right, if we're not done soon, we're going to be in big trouble. You guys, seasons. As Rivers says on this EP, seasons come, seasons go. And where they stop, no one knows. This is what a project this has been. This has been a lot of fun to listen to. A lot of interesting songs in this project. And this one's no exception. I don't want to get too into the weeds before we get started. I do want to note, I'm seeing a notice on Weezerpedia. Notice, December 19th, 2022. This has been going on for, as of press time, a week. Our host GoDaddy is currently experiencing an attack which has caused some sites, including Weezerpedia, to redirect to malicious / not safe for work pages at random. Browse at your own risk. And so let this be a call to whoever's doing this. Please don't send me to a not safe for work page at random. I don't want to see it. Please don't show me. I don't know what to look up to see it anyway, so I would never find it. So if you're going to redirect me, please don't. Don't you dare redirect me to a not safe for work page at random. At random? Without my knowledge? Don't you fucking dare. These hackers. Folks, I'm drinking some coffee. So you know I'm on one. Why don't we get into some facts about the EP before we start playing some tunes? Oh, before we get into that, too, I do want to say, some of you tagged me in your Spotify Wrapped this year, and that means so much to me, really. Like, it's very nice that people would do that. This show is very small by design. You know, if it was like a show that I wanted to grow and be like a regular thing, I wish I had the time and effort to do that. As of now, I sort of only have time to put out the episodes, to make the episodes when Weezer's doing stuff. And maybe in the new year there will be some more new episodes. Just because, you know, I do like talking to people about Weezer and stuff. And it really is just so nice that people tag me in those. There's not many because the show, like I said, is small. But it's very, very cool. And I really appreciate it. I appreciate that anybody listens to the show, really. So if you're listening to this on the day it comes out, thank you so much. If you're listening to this in, you know, a year or 3 years from now, because you went down a Weezer rabbit hole, thank you so much for listening. And I said this last time, but the last time I saw Weezer at the Troubadour for their Goat Punishment show, there were two fans that came up to me, and that made my year. So really, thank you so much. And I do want to shout out the top five countries that people listen to this show in. And here they are, as coming in at number five. Number five, the United Kingdom. Number four, Ireland. Number three, Australia. Number two, Canada. And number one, the United States of America. So thank you. And I was heard in over 30 countries this year. So that's wild to me. So let me know where you're at. I'm not on Twitter anymore. But I don't know. You'll see a post, an Instagram post for this. If you hear this and you see that post, drop in the comments where you're listening from. I'd love to know. But yeah, I really do sincerely appreciate everybody who listens. And why don't we get into an overview of this EP, Winter? So as I said, it was recorded, or it was released December 21st, 2022. It was recorded between 2021 and 2022. And it was produced by, the only listed producer here is James Flanagan, but I do know that Susie Shin also worked on this one, on some of the, at least on some of the songs. James may have been the lead producer on this one. Rivers Cuomo described Weezer's planned winter-themed album in 2021 as stylistically similar to the works of Elliott Smith, featuring lots of loss and despair and kind of quiet. These are all from Weezerpedia, the site that may redirect me to a Not Safe for Work site at random. And if it happens on the show, I'll let you know. You'll know, because you'll hear the sound of me grabbing a wooden mallet and bonking myself on the head. Rivers also stated that he had thought that the win that he had thought that Winter sounds more like the original pre-Blue album Weezer than the Blue album does. That's an interesting take. There hasn't been this much acoustic guitar and finger picking in a Weezer since our first year together. Cuomo later reaffirmed this opinion on Conan O'Brien's podcast, Conan Needs a Friend, episode titled Rivers Cuomo. So, Conan interviewed Rivers. It's great chat, great conversation. If I could just do Conan the favor of promoting his show on mine, go ahead and go listen to that. But I just want to point out, I wasn't invited to the studio. Everybody who knows me sort of knows my number one thing. It's that I love Weezer. And I know some people over there at the team at Team Coco. Nobody saw that Rivers was on the calendar, that maybe I'd want to take a peek. Where was my invite? But it's okay. Been in the studio, it's very nice. Rivers wasn't there when I was there, but it was a great time. Everybody there is very nice. Shout out to the Team Coco team, and shout out to the man himself, Conan O'Brien. He's funny. He's funny and nice. I like him. I don't think he remembers my name, but he gives me a look of recognition when he sees me, which is very nice. Go check out that episode. And it should be stated that I've heard this EP performed live. They performed this at the Troubadour show under Goat Punishment back in September. And some of the songs changed a little bit, but honestly, not that much. So it was interesting. It's interesting to have heard the early versions of some of these songs performed live first, and then to hear the completed mastered recordings of these songs. Very interesting. There are 7 tracks on this EP, with a 8th track saved for the vinyl only, just as the other EPs. And I have all my pre-orders in. Hopefully we'll get some news on when we'll be receiving these vinyls. I'd love to see them. I think I got 3 of the 4 fan club pressings. I missed out on the first one because I think people shared it with the wider public instead of just the fan club. But the other 3 releases, Autumn, Winter, and Summer, I got the fan club pressing. So I'm very excited about those. And why don't we just take a quick break and get into some of these songs? What do you say, folks? All right, we'll be right back. I'm back. Did you think I wasn't going to come back? It's just me, babe. That's it. It's just me hanging out. We're hanging out. I'm in your ears. I hope you're enjoying this. I'm having a blast. We're about to hear all the songs. We're about to hear this, the first track from the Weezer EP Winter of their Seasons project, in case you're just tuning in. And the first song was the single. And here it is right now. It's called I Want a Dog.
I want a dog to curl up beside me. I want a dog cause he would keep me company. I want a dog cause he would look out for me, cheer me up.
This does have the early Weezer guitar picking kind of sound for sure. But then now the sound's getting a little bigger. Different strings in there, you know? This chorus, I love. It's coming up right now. I just love that. I love it, I love it, I love it.
I want a dog to lead me to the backyard and fetch the ball as if he was a lifeguard.
This holiday season, I spent some time with some dogs. And I really relate to the song. I do wish I had a dog. I have 2 cats who would absolutely hate to hear this. They'd be furious if they even knew that I wanted a dog. I want one so bad, but I can't have one because of the aforementioned 2 cats. That was I Want a Dog. They performed it on Jimmy Kimmel Live as the original version, which they played for us at the Troubadour. So it has a different, slightly different chorus. Slightly different tone, even. It says here on River's on Weezerpedia that Rivers' family adopted two cats, Gigi and Jinchan, in September of 2021. You think it's pretty funny? Just got these cats, and he's like, ah, I wish I had a dog instead. Which, you know, I feel like maybe every cat owner, but maybe sometimes people don't want how much a dog wants you. You know, that's sort of the whole thing with the dog. A cat, cats don't really do that, really. They'll come sit with you, maybe, but it's more like, you're sitting with me. I was going to sit here. I know you were sitting here first, but I was always going to sit here. So you can keep sitting there, but I'm not sitting with you, you're sitting with me. Whereas then a dog's like, I'll do whatever you want. Whatever you ask, I'm doing it. You're my guy. Apparently the song's bridge appropriates a melody previously used in a song called Still Dreaming from The Space Between, which Rivers did the soundtrack for, film starring Kelsey Grammer, which I haven't watched. Maybe I should watch it for the show. That could be kind of funny. Make somebody watch it with me, and then we talk about it. That's a good idea. You heard it here first? Perhaps I'll do that. Why don't we get into the next song here on Winter? It's called Iambic Pentameter.
Don't give up, darling, don't give up on me. Even if I kick and scream, I'm saying all that I can.
I really like this one. The bridge also reappropriates a chorus and melody and lyrics from You and Me Together, which is a demo recorded by Rivers in 2004. It hurts my head, don't even know where to begin. I wish I could. And there's a melody later on in the song that was previously used as a verse melody in the White Album bonus track Prom Night. Let me see if I can skip to that part. Here we go.
You and me together, holding on for life.
This is the melody from Prom Night. Jingle bells. Here's some guitar. Ooh. This part rocks. And seeing them do this live was really cool. Just because it's such a big, like, this is a showstopper right here. I wish I could say that, I love that. So that's Iambic Pentameter. I think a great song. A highlight of the EP, I would say. What do you think? I think it's a great one. That's a really fun one. I go back to that one quite a bit since I started listening. Why don't we get straight into track three? This one is called Basketball.
Under the bleachers, hiding for an hour. Coach is looking for me, cause his job is to empower. I don't wanna go in, I won't make a difference. I don't need a stupid award. I'm still in my parka, watching condensation.
That's a nice Weezer guitar tone right there. And there's musical elements from the verses of the unrecorded 1995 demo, Hello Concubine. They played this one twice when I saw them. Basketball. That one's okay to me.
I don't really know. Something I've kind of done the latter half of this year, I used to kind of do this more where I would like look at what people are saying about something I like.
And this year, especially in the latter half of this year, I kind of stopped doing that because I'm either going to read what people say who agree with me and sort of like create an echo chamber, not with everything, but like with truly like with just stuff that I like video games or movies or music. I only really do this. Or I'm going to read a comment or something that I don't like, and it's going to get me mad. And I don't want that either. So I don't really know what people are saying about... I don't know what Weezer fans are making of Winter. It seemed well-received when we saw it at the Troubadour. People were into it as like a... like as just as an exercise to hear the new songs. I remember hearing Basketball live and being like, this is like, it's kind of a funny little song. And it's, you know, that's kind of all it is to me. It's not really like a great Weezer song. It's not like a standout on the EP, at least to me. But you know, if you're the Basketball stan, let me know. We're going to move right along to the fourth track, Sheraton Commander.
Sheraton Commander, oh, how I long to be there, slow waltzing over the bridge, lost in this beautiful hymn.
This is a short little song on the album.
But it all doesn't mean
I like this little song. I think it's like a fun little short one. It does make me wish Rivers would complete like a musical. I think it'd be interesting to hear what he would do with the musical. Maybe rework songs from The Black Hole. I think it would be cool. Something about that gives me, I don't know, Hamilton or something. You know? This song, Sheraton Commander, features an interpolation of a piece of classical music. And that piece is Adagio in G minor by the Italian Baroque era composer Tommaso Albinoni. Tommaso Albinoni. And then the song references different places in Cambridge, Massachusetts, near Harvard, you know, the college in Boston. I like that little one. It's sort of a nice little way to mark the halfway point here. And why don't we move on to track 5 from Winter? This one's a great one, I think. And there's a music video for it. And it's called Dark Enough to See the Stars.
Why was I ever born and why did God make me? He must have been high when he dropped me down here.
That's classic Weezer right there.
My neighbors have shut off their porch lights like smoke from their chimneys. I'll soon disappear. It's dark enough to see the stars. I wonder who and where we are. Solitude
is this a waltz?
And as the years pass by, it grows. It's dark enough to see the stars.
I love it. I love this song. There's not a lot of trivia about this song, but the title was discovered by fans in the database for a Weezer setlist survey hosted on Rivers' website in June of 2022. And then in the music video, it's Rivers in his office by himself. I love it. I love the way this song sounds. Scott sounding great right back there on that bass. A fantastic, fantastic Weezer song. I think one of the strongest on the EP for sure. And here's another one. This next song, number 6 on Winter. The One That Got Away. This is, where do we place this? I'd place this, the way this song sounds, somewhere in between Pinkerton and Green. I just think it's so good. This part right here too is great.
We don't need each other like we used to long ago. You've got someone to approve you.
Good, good job, way to go. Just the amount. This is great too. The amount of like songs they put out this year is wild to me. I'd like to revisit Seasons as a whole with some distance from it, because I think it's a really fascinating thing they did this year. I love the one that got away. I think it's a great, that to me is a really great song. But it's time for the final track. From the final track of the EP, for the final track of the Seasons project. As of now, until we get the vinyl exclusive bonus tracks, which I'm sure will end up online somehow. And if not, I'll find a way to play them on the show. But we're saying goodbye to Seasons for now. And we're going to, as the title of this song is called, we're going to drift off into the deep and dreamless sleep.
Now the phone is stopped.
I think this is a great way to close it out. This is a banger. When asked in an interview with Consequence, Rivers Cuomo said of the song, "The one that was very challenging, that one was very challenging because initially it's a very quiet, peaceful song about growing old, the five senses fading, and just falling into the sleep that eventually is death and oblivion, but very peacefully. And so that's what the original song is like. And if you come across the bootleg from our performance at the Troubadour a few months ago, you hear something closer to that. But then, and this is what usually happens to me when I'm working on a Reza record, as we play songs over and over again, they start to pick up in energy, and we just have this instinct to have a really glorious, uplifting sound. So we were trying to combine that with what was kind of the opposite, the sophoric, sleeping song that it originally was. And in addition to that, I realized that this is the last song in the four-part epic masterpiece, this tetralogy, and who knows, maybe someday we'll play it live front to back from spring to winter. And I know when we get to the end of that epic show, 28 songs, we're going to want to go out on an up note and have it be really energetic. But that was a challenge, combining those two contradictory impulses. So you hear elements of the acoustic finger picking and this orchestra and this women's choir. And the lyrics are quite beautiful and peaceful, but the song just keeps picking up and up, and it's quite rousing by the end. I mean, this is quite rousing, absolutely. It's a longer one, too. 4.5 minutes. A great way to end the Seasons project. Something crazy just happened. I was recording that. The whole thing. And my laptop shut down completely. So I didn't lose. I was luckily recording a backup on Zoom myself so I could use the, so I could easily sync the songs to my local track. So I didn't lose anything really, but I lost my local recording. So now this is me coming back after my computer crashed. They didn't want me to do it. Who's trying to silence me in this time? I'm just trying to talk about Weezer. So, if the show sounds worse, it's because I'm using the backup Zoom recording that I was luckily able to salvage after my computer crashed. But I wanted to thank my previous guests from this run of shows, Kevin Bartelt, Tawny Newsome, Asan the DJ, and Jacob Wysocki. I really appreciate everybody who I asked to come on today, who then couldn't come. Hopefully more Weezer stuff in the new year. Hopefully some new episodes in the new year, regardless of that. I want to thank you all for listening and for just supporting the show and just being awesome fans. Thank you so much. And I hope everybody has a happy new year. I hope everybody has a safe new year. And we'll see you next time. Goodbye.